Green Report. The Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association is giving a failing grade to the Green Report's assessment of the K-12 school system. President Dean Ingram contends that he is deeply concerned by the content of the Green Report, noting that it is, quote, beyond disappointing. VOCM's Richard Duggan was at a news conference called by Ingram to address the situation. Here's some of what he had to say in response to questions from the media.
Mr. Ingram, you mentioned that the NLPA had one meeting with the Economic Recovery Team. What was said during that meeting, and how did you feel coming out of that?
When we met with Moya Green, myself and my executive director, coupled with Dane Green and one of her staff members met, Dane Moya Green indicated, in essence, two things. Started off, the focus was, she asked, what would it take to ensure labor peace in this province going forward, which is a good thing for everyone. And there was a reference to pensions. I've made our positions very clear on a number of these things. You want to achieve labor peace, you ensure that the province's teachers are treated comparable to our Atlantic counterparts. Our pension plan is fully and completely funded. There's no need to change it. What I can say about that meeting is, to what extent those recommendations were brought back to the full committee, I can't attest to that. I can attest that very few, if any, of our commentary made its way in there.
If these recommendations were implemented, can you did it sort of in your remarks, but can you quantify the impact that that would have on the education system in the province?
It will be significant. In terms of actually, as I mentioned in my remarks, I received this yesterday somewhere around mid-afternoon. I haven't done a drill down, but I can say if you implement these here, rural education, there's reference to the pupil-teacher ratio, which is an accurate and flawed statistic. What is the plan there to address that? Will we have a downloading of requirements onto our members who are actually trying to administer schools? Will we have a reduction in services in rural Newfoundland? These recommendations, as it pertains to education, I fail to see how they will improve educational outcomes. I also fail to see how they'll move the province forward economically. With regards to the school boards, in both of them, the fact of the matter is that they perform administrative support for the system. To the point I just made, it's very vague on how axing the school boards will actually make a move towards improving educational outcomes. The report is very vague on how this will actually provide an economic benefit. I can reflect back to when a significant move was made some 10 years ago. I know the economic realities were not realizing going down from 4 to 1. I know that in terms of the removal of support, it removes another layer of support for the system. And again, as I mentioned, having those supports downloaded to our school administrators will not be positive for the system. It will not be positive for students. It will not be positive for teachers. It will not be positive for the province.
You mentioned in your remarks about the lowest, about the student-teacher ratio, and you said that without context, the numbers that were presented are misleading. Mm-hmm.
What's
that in the context for?
Well, let's take some rural schools. I won't mention the community, but there's one school in particular that I know of that is a ferry community that is over an hour ferry ride away from, well, I'll say the main part of the island. There are children that live in that school community. I believe the one I think, but there are 9 students in there. They need to have a teacher. So if you look at that ratio, they have to have a teacher to teach that. And again, the full school, that's a 9-to-1 ratio in there. There are countless others as well. How many of our isolated communities? Again, Dame Green referenced the 3 schools there. Again, I would suggest that had she approached the school district, get clarity on the dynamics, that would have been helpful to provide context for that. But simply put out the number 14-to-1, without taking into account the population density that we have in this province, and some of the very small isolated communities that, if you have children, you have to have a school. If you have to have a school, you have to have teachers in that school to deliver programming to them. So it's in that context that the number 14-to-1 is a misleading statistic. Think of our coastal communities, all with the Labrador coast, on the south coast, and many of our bays and inlets. People still live in those communities. Those people in those communities have children. Those children need access to a school, and those schools need access to teachers. It is in that context that I suggest the global ratio as quoted and cited by Dane Green is a misleading and out-of-context statistic.
Now, heading into the consultation process that is set to soon begin, what message would you have to government officials now that are tasked with trying to decide how to move forward with this?
Any move that's made, any recommendations implemented, while we recognize the fiscal situation the province in, must be done based on 2 criteria. One, does it achieve a financial benefit, of course, but hand in glove with that, does it improve an educational benefit? So I suggest that's the first thing. Will these recommendations improve educational delivery? Will it achieve the fiscal outcomes they want to? Secondly, is that, as I indicated in the meeting myself and my executive director shared with Minister Cody last week, we are more than welcome to sit down and discuss options that could be there, possible pathways that could be followed to basically assist the province in achieving what it wants to achieve, whereas at the same time ensuring that our province's education system delivers what it's meant to deliver, a quality public education for the students that exist in this province.
That was NLTA President Dean Ingram speaking to media shortly after the Green Report was released. He contends that he's deeply concerned by the content of the report, noting that it is beyond disappointing when it comes to the K-12 system. Right.